such a pity. Old tide's so tight you cannot wind. Don't try to explain, I ain't complaining. I just don't care, I just don't care.
At 11:04, according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now at 11:06, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda. And this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two, yes, two. Oh, it'll be a little more than that. Of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double dog daring you since 1990. It could happen a time or two tonight, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about, oh, let's say 80 minutes, around about the midnight 20-30 hour. It will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks and months. We're going to get caught up. One of these days, we're going to get caught up. I swear it. I swear it. But in the meantime, a little bit of snow and wind isn't going to stop me from coming to you, the listener, anytime I can be here. For you. It's what I do. I've done it for a long time. Every time I drive to the show in a big, crazy storm, I think about many of the other times that I've driven to the show during a big, crazy storm. And it's always crazy. But I do it. I love it. I wouldn't have it any other way. Then there are the occasions where, you know, the storm is so big I can't even go anywhere, and those times I have on occasion stayed home and attempted to bring you Bubbles in the Think Tank from the comfort of my own easy chair. We all know those shows tend to turn a little blue by the end of the program. But not tonight. Tonight, no. We're here in the studio, all cozy with the windows in front of us so we can watch everything going crazy out there. And speaking of crazy, I'd put together a first portion of the program tonight and didn't like it, threw it out at the last minute. You know how I get sometimes. So we went all free association over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, filled up in minutes. You kids are rabid. But because one person who particularly loves the free association, you know who I'm talking about, he wasn't around to participate in it. I think he was taking a little nappy nap. So I thought that I would start off with one that was selected as a free association for Perry. And it's going to get you this, so he doesn't feel all left out of the reindeer games. It's free association tonight, until the radio obituaries anyway, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
less for the guy who I don't know, but you never ought to let all your underpants show.
Easy to clean. stocking and a green perfume. She blew into this man's town with a silver spoon. Never was any trouble, but she started some soon. With the red silk stocking and a green perfume.
Oh, the town was a-growing and the money was a-flowing and the boys were blowing it around
for the red silk stocking and the green perfume. She arrived on a stagecoach at the miner's saloon. What I thought was an angel was a witch on the broom. We'd be all in a jailhouse, but there ain't enough room for the red silk stocking and the green perfume.
Oh, the town was a-growing and the money was a-flowing and the boys were blowing it around
for the red silk stocking and the green perfume. Every last dollar that we had in the room, and the red silk stocking and the green perfume.
Oh, the town was a-growing and the money was a-flowing and the boys were blowing it around
for the red silk stocking and the green perfume. So she promised to meet me by the silvery moon. Was meeting that stranger by the cactus tune. All she left was a memory of the honky-tonk tune and a red silk stocking and a green perfume.
Oh, the town was a-growing and the money was a-flowing and the boys were blowing it around
for the red silk stocking and the green perfume.
Thank you. Dynamic duo speeds back to the Batcave. A strange scene ensues inside Mr. Freeze's super air-conditioned mountain hideout.
Sorry, Batman. I wanted to toy with you a little longer. But that is the way the ice cube crumbles.
You're right, you cold fish. What next?
Alaska, my favorite dessert. We will have with it some of this very special liqueur. Chilled ever so slightly. 10 seconds in my hands cools it properly. 30 seconds for champagne and 1 minute for martini. Nice and cold.
Yeah. None for me, thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot you do not drink. Revenge! I will have revenge! How does it feel to freeze to death?
Naturally, you didn't know I was wearing my special Super Thermal B long underwear.
Supper. up to temptation. My punishment follows me through life. Glory, 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 hallelujah. Crime brings punishment, so watch out what you do. Run from crime and punishment will never, never come to you.
Crime and punishment, crime and punishment, crime and punishment.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. You may have noticed that. It's a free association episode. Well booked. So, if you've been throwing stuff up there over at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group since the show started, I haven't even looked at it. Because I have plenty going on right here. Right now. So there. Did you know that space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating? Allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in, while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. But you better know that space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths. So please, follow the manufacturer's instructions for safety and operating. Keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people, at least 3 feet away. Keep an eye on them. Always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. And don't put them in the wet rooms like the bathrooms or anywhere small children are expected nearby. That is a message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford. I know how you all get during the show sometimes, and I thought it would be a useful reminder. Because I know you like to stay warm during the show. And I appreciate that. So much more to go before we move on to the radio obituaries, but they'll be coming up in the next hour of the program, as they usually do. We're assuming that no students are coming out in this to do this. They are not going to do it. I can't imagine. I cannot imagine that they will be here. So we're going to sit with that belief tonight, and then we'll see if we get kicked out. Anyway, I digress, as frequently I do. You may have noticed already many Bubbles in the Think Tank favorites and classics cropping up in tonight's episode. There's more of those to come, like, hey, right here's one at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Shake our hips and save our tips and take a trip to Florida. Florida. We'll pack a sack with brick, a brack, take a train on a track. We'll never come back from Florida. Florida.
But spinach never appealed to me. But one day while having dinner with a guy, I decided to give it a try. I didn't like it the first time, it was so new to me. I didn't like it the first time, I was so young, you see. I used to run away from the stuff, but now somehow I can't get enough. I didn't like it the first time, oh how it grew on me. I didn't like it the first time I had it on a date. Although the first was the worst time, right now I think it's great. Somehow it's always hitting the spot, especially when they bring it in hot. I didn't like it the first time, but oh how it grew on me. Getting much younger, so I just made the change. No longer is the stuff on the shelf, 'cause now I make a pig of myself. I didn't like it the first time, but oh how it grew on me. I didn't like it the first time, guess I was mighty green. But I've stocked up, 'cause I've gotten wise, I got enough for 24 guys. I didn't like it the first time, but oh how it grew on me. I didn't like it the first time, but oh how it grew on me.
Randy Taylor, I don't know where you people come from. I don't know if you test your products, your quantity of your products. Your products are very delicious. Love your sausage for 30-something years, but I can't take and feed a family of five on a little 12-ounce roll of sausage. I don't mind paying you more money for your 16-ounce roll of sausage, but you don't have it anymore. You've got a 12-ounce roll, and you've got three men that weigh over 200 pounds apiece. A woman that's a little plump Scotch girl, and a daughter who's 13, and you're going to try to take a 12-ounce roll of sausage and a couple of dozen eggs and feed that, it ain't going to work. And I'm not going to purchase your product anymore or ever again. And as far as your 16-ounce and maple and sage, I don't eat that. I'm not from the North. I'm a Texas man. Jimmy Dean sausage is for Southern people to eat with the breakfast, with the fried eggs and the T-bone steaks. And I can't see going to a little 12-ounce package to feed 4, 5, 6 people. And I'm not going to buy two of those 12-ounce packages just because you want to downsize and charge the same goddamn price. I'd sure like a reply, and I'd sure like you to go back to your 16-ounce package on your regular sausage, because I'm not going to buy it otherwise ever again. I'll just have my own damn sausage made like I used to 30-something years ago. It's not tasty as yours is, but it'll work. Goodbye. That little 12-ounce goddamn roll of sausage is supposed to feed your brother and me and you 600 pounds of men, at least. You get my point? And the two girls, and they put it in that f***ing pussy roll of sausage. Son of a bitch. Somebody needs their ass kicked. Some little consumer geekeroid fucked this shit up.
Save money.
Save money. Yeah, save money. Save money. So fuck, I'm going to eat, goddammit.
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. my dream comes true. The sun's gonna shine. Ooh, I want a butter and egg man. Don't some butter and egg man want me?
So I brought her back to Blighty just to show me mates. And though we're married happily, I'll tell you furthermore, I haven't had a decent meal since 1944.
Eat your minestrone, Joe.
That's all you ever say.
Eat your macaroni, Joe.
Every blinking day.
No wonder you're so bony, Joe, and skinny as a rake.
Well, then give us a bash at the bangers and mash me mother used to make. Bangers and mash.
Minestrone.
Bangers and mash.
Macaroni.
Give us a bash at the bangers and mash me mother used to make.
Eat your tagliatelle, Joe.
That's all I've heard for years.
Eat your vermicelli, Joe.
It's coming out me ears.
You've got to fill your belly, Joe. Joe, for heaven's sake.
Well, then give us a bash at the bangers and mash me mother used
well,
to
all
make.
Right.
Bangers and mash.
Tagliatelle.
Bangers and mash.
A vermicelli.
Give us a bash at the bangers and mash me mother used to make.
1943, Allied forces land in Italy.
There's a smashing looking bird over there, Bert. I think she's showing out there.
Well, why don't you chatter up then?
Right. Buongiorno, signorina there. Here, are you married?
Drop it dead.
Here you are. Can't have a fair answer than that, can you?
I met him back in Italy, so dashing and good looking. He wined me and he dined me every night. He said I smiled so prettily, and how he loved my cooking.
But since he's married me, it seems he's lost his appetite.
Eat your tagliatelle
soft. That's all you ever say.
Eat your vermicelli soft.
Every blooming day.
You've got to feel your belly soft, soft for heaven's sake.
When they give us a bash at the bangers and mash, your mother used to make.
Bangers and the mash.
Minestrone.
Bangers and the mash.
Macaroni.
Give me a bash with the banger and the mash. Was the same one that your mother was. What are you laughing at now? Now, listen, please.
Joe?
Yes?
Why don't you belt up, or I'll give you a punch up a front?
Now she's a tells of me. Ha! Mamma mia.
Gonna get your luggage back. Beat you by the railroad track. Symphony jive and swing. Everybody jumping on Palm Springs. Riding like a buckaroo. Playing tennis, swimming too. Listen to the cowboys sing. Everybody jumping on Palm Springs. While snow is falling on the mountaintop, and the coyotes calling, boy, they never stop. If you want a dancing song, you better make some cabbage long. Filthy lucre is a thing for everybody jumping on the Palm Spring. Yeah, yeah.
And butter pickle, black and purple, green and brown, for the super sloth will tickle up the underside and down. Shove a feather up his snorkel, there will still be room between for the shimmer and the sparkle, red and yellow, rose and green. Bring the former to the dormer, let him screech and look below. It's a bummer, said the drummer, soon the worst of us shall know. Did he leer and call you moxie? Did he let the knob twist dry? When he comes to boil the breezes, you won't stop him, nor shall I. Paint the bread and butter pickle, black and
bread and butter pickle, black and purple, green and brown,
for the super sloth will tickle up the underside and down.
Shove a feather up his snorkel, there will still be room between
for the shimmer and the sparkle, red and yellow, rose and green.
Bring the former to the dormer, let him screech and look below.
It's a bummer, said the drummer, soon the worst of us shall know.
Did he leer and call you moxie? Did he